Senators Inouye, Stevens, Snow, Durbin, Dorgan, Boxer, Cantwell, Carper, Klobuchar, and I are here today, well, they're on their way, I hope, to urge our colleagues to support one of the key provisions of this bill, and that's the 10 in 10 Fuel Economy Act. This act would raise the mileage efficiency for cars, SUVs, and trucks by 10 miles by 2019, and at 2020 adds an additional 4% increase a year until 2030. By 2025, increases for cars and light-duty trucks would save 2.1 million barrels of oil a day, right there, when fully implemented. Now, this is just about the amount of oil imported today from the Persian Gulf. It's an 18% reduction in carbon dioxide emissions from anticipated levels. And we estimate that it's $70 billion in consumer savings. This means that American households could save between $700 and $1,000 a year in cost. The bill provides a lot of flexibility for automakers. I tried to outline that on the floor yesterday. I know that some do not believe it does. There are all kinds of dire warnings. The fact of the matter is that Detroit has done nothing about mileage efficiency for the past 20 years, and the time has come. The second fact is that Detroit builds cars in other countries which are mileage efficient. And the third fact is that there is existing technology today, both for the increased mileage and for the safety, existing today that could be applied. We know there's no silver bullet with respect to global warming. We also know that the easiest thing to do is this mileage increase, because America is so far behind everyone else. So we believe the moment of truth is coming in this bill. We're very pleased that it is has come out of the Commerce Committee unanimously, and I'm very pleased to stand with these senators